So tonight we'll learn in Agra de Pirka, Remez Kuf Yud Gimel. Okay, just for a few minutes. Tomorrow, Bezat Hashem, there's a wedding of the Goy Kadosh family, so that's why I wanted to do it tonight. Before we do the text on top, the main words, I'd like to first do with you the chidush that they bring on the bottom, Kuf Yud Gimel, where it says Yosef veHashvatim. Okay, listen to a nice chidush. Vayomeru lo echav hamaloch timloch alenu imashol timshol banu. When Yosef HaTzadik had the dreams of everyone is gathering stalks of wheat, bundles of wheat, and ve'ine kama alumati ve'gam nitzava. And here's my stalk of wheat. I had this dream that is standing erect, and all your bundles are bowing down towards my bundle. So the brothers were very upset with Yosef. Vayomeru lo echav, the brother said, "Hamaloch timloch alenu? What do you think? You're going to be a king over us? Im mashol timshol banu." Now, when it says here im, the pshat, it's like it says, "Ha'im mashol timshol banu." Are you going to govern us? Are you going to rule over us? What kind of a dreams do you have? So now, lefi mishpat alashon, the Bnei Sachar in his sefer on the Torah Agra de Kala says, according to simple grammar in Hebrew, hayalo lomar hamashol timshol banu. Just like you said, hamaloch timloch alenu. Hem amru im mashol timshol banu. In Hebrew, im mashol is like if, kmo she'ela, like if. But what they meant to say, do you think you're going to? Just like they said by melucha, so they should have said, "Vayomeru lo echav, hamaloch timloch alenu, hamashol timshol banu." Are you going to rule over us? What's the word im mashol timshol banu? Nir Eli. Dehine Yosef ra'a b'chalom ech alumotehem ishtachavim le'alumato. Yosef saw how their bundles is bowing down to his bundle. V'kasher siper ha'inyan lahem. Now, when he said over the story of his dream to them, haya yachol lesaper lahem b'kitzu. He could have said it in a much shorter way. Shera'a b'chalom ech alumotehem ishtachavim le'alumato. He could have said, my dear brothers, I had a dream last night. We're all gathering bundles, and your bundles bow down to mine. That's all he had to say. Lama lo lomar belashon? Why did he have to add the words "Vehine kama alumati"? And behold, my aluma, my bundle was standing straight. For what purpose was that? To add that those three words. Says the Bnei Sachar, "Achine yadua de tevat kama kuf memhe." Kama, which in the pasuk means my bundle of wheat. The letters Kuf Mem He is one of the 72 names of Hashem. Hushem Me'ayin Bet Shemot. It's one of the 72 names that are hinted at in Parashat Beshalach, in the pasukim Vayisa Vayavo Vayet, right before Kriyat Yamsuf. So we have there, it's well known. And many of these names, we have them in mind in certain places in the Tefillah in Shachrit, in a good Sidur, it'll indicate them to us. Ken. Lo, ha'otiyot shel ha'shemot, yeshivim ushtayim shemot sheyotzim mishloshet ha'psukim shelifne kriyat yamsuf. Seder. Echad me'ashivim ushtayim shemot, ze kama, kuf memeh. Vehu mesugal limlucha. The segula, the power of this name, is for melucha, for kingdom, for kingship, for royalty. Vehine inyan mar'e ha'chalom shera'a she'alumotehem ishtachavim le'alumato. So now, this dream that Yosef HaTzadik had, that their bundles are bowing down to his, yesh lefotro shultanut stam, lo melucha. You could always interpret the dream, not necessarily in regards to kingdom over them, rather rulership. Who told Yosef to interpret the dream of his own, to interpret his own dream that he's going to be a king? That was his own interpretation. You could explain it. You're going to be a ruler over them. He interpreted it not just for rulership, but for kingship. We're going to see soon what's the difference between a ruler and a king. That's why, since he interpreted the dream that he had in regards to being a king, not just a plain ruler, he's kir kama alumati. That's why he wanted to say the name of Hashem that has to do with melucha, kama alumati, lihiyot ze Hashem atzliach limlucha, because this is the name that gives atzlacha to a king. Zraya gava ze pashut hu haya geder navi. הוא ראה נבואה, וזה הפתרון של הנבואה. זה לא היה גאווה, אלא זה היה אצלו מציאות. Then I'm going to become a king one day? Yes.
I'm not sure how to ask the question. Was he given instructions from Hashem to even to say why, to disclose?
So what I just told him, you see, he asked your question in a different way. He said, was this arrogance on the part of Yosef? So I told him, no, it was prophecy. Dream. And a prophet has to say over his prophecy.
The whole dream.
Yeah.
I see.
Okay. Yeah. So now, not only the fact that it's prophecy, also we understand that he knew how to interpret his dream. He knew it meant specifically that he's going to be a king, not just a ruler. That's why he wanted to use the word Kuf Mem He in his recounting of the dream. So, right? Oh, yeah.
I'm just thinking, since he believed it was prophecy, I'm assuming that probably gave him the strength to last all those years in prison, because he knew one day he would come out on top.
Very good.
Is
point
that true,
could very well be that. I mean, it could be the fact that it was like a prophecy, but you know, a prophet could also sometimes doubt his understanding of the prophecy. Were it not for the bitachon, were it not for the trust, the full trust that Yosef HaTzadik had in Hashem, that in itself might not have been enough for him to, you know, to stay like that.
Right.
But you bring a good point.
Okay.
Al ken chara apam. That's why they were angry and upset with him. Who are you to say you're going to be a king? So look how they said it. Now he's going to explain it in the words of the pasuk. He said, "Vezeu shamru hamaloch timloch alenu." Immashol timshol banu. You see, רוצה לומר, לו יהי כדבריך, ערב טוב, ערב טוב. על מה? חס ושלום. רוצה לומר, לו יהי כדבריך שראיתי מראה החלום בעניין האלומות, שראית מראה החלום, ויהיה אמת שתמשול בנו. The brothers were telling him, Yosef, okay, let's say you had this dream. So maybe that means you're going to be a leader. You're going to be a ruler. But who told you that you're going to be a melech? So that's how he reads it in the pasuk. Hamaloch timloch alenu. Are you going to be a king? If you're going to be a moshel, who said you're going to be a melech? That's how he puts it into the im. That's why he didn't say hamashol timshol banu. Now we come. So that's okay, that's nice, beautiful. What is the difference between, in Hebrew, the words melech and moshel? So on top, listen to what he says. Hachiluk sheben melucha u'memshala. The difference between melucha, kingdom, memshala, rulership, moshel hu ha-moshel bechozka, shelo kibluhu. We're going to learn Hebrew tonight. Moshel means that a person was able to take the rulership by force. People didn't accept him. They didn't want him. But he was able, either by power of his army or by power of his money, whatever it may be, he became the leader. He took it by force. That's called Moshel. Hamolech hu hamolech beratzon. Shekiblu alehem beratzon. A melech is only the one that is accepted by the people as a king. In fact, you can add, the word molech in Hebrew has the shoresh nimlach. Nimlach in Hebrew means to think over, to agree with something. You know? Ken, nimlach, hakavana, hu shoel reshut, to ask permission. So melech means it's with the permission of the people. The people want him. It's with the will of the people. Moshel means he's against the will of the people. It's more of an aggressive word. The Gaon Vilna has a pirush based on this, on the pasuk that we say every morning, v'hayta l'shem ha-melucha, ki l'shem ha-melucha u-moshel ba-goyim. Hashem has melucha, but for the goyim, it's moshel. It's without their will. They don't accept him. Mm-hmm. But the day will come, v'hayta l'shem ha-melucha, that Hashem is going to be melech al kol ha-aretz. Hashem is going to be the king by the will of all the people in the world. I think the Gaon Vilna explains that in the Sidur on the Pasuk, Baruch Haba. Baruch Haba, good to see you. So, as ha'evdel ben molech le-moshel, molech ze beratzon ha'am, moshel ze shelo beratzon ha'am. Ze ha'evdel. Lefi ze, according to this, he explains the Pasuk in Yecheskel. Ma she'amar ha'katuv, chai ani ne'um Hashem. Hashem says, by the mouth of Yecheskel, I swear, Chai Ani means I swear, Hashem says, Im lo biyad chazaka ubehema shefucha emloch alechem. I swear that I'm going to rule, I'm going to be melech over you, I'm going to be king over you, biyad chazaka, with a strong hand and with an outpoured wrath. Behema shefucha. That's what it's going to be. That's what the pasuk says in Yecheskel. From here, the Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin talks about it, that Mashiach is going to come, whether we like it or not. Meaning, you know, whether it's zachu or lo zachu, whether we're good, we're not good. Hashem is going to come. He's going to be the melech. When the time comes, you know, whether it's be'ita or achishena, Hashem is going to be melech al kol ha'aretz. But the question is, yikshe halo melucha u'beratzon. But we just said that melech means by will of the people. So how could you say emloch alechem? I'm going to be king over you, bechema shfucha ubiyat chazaka. So then that's not by the will of the people. I want everybody to know that question, to understand the question. You get the question? It says in Yecheskel, it says, Chai ani neum Hashem. I swear that the day will come, even if I have to take yada, use my yada chazaka, bechema shfucha emloch alechem, to be a king over you. But we just said that in Hebrew, the word emloch, it should have said emshol alechem. Why it says emloch? Says the Bnei Sachar here in the Agra de Pirka. Tzarich lomar shebiser lanu. What the Navi is telling us here, the news that he's foretelling, is she'al yedei ayad hachazaka ve'achema hashfucha ya'ir alenu or ha'sechel ve'nekabel malchuto yitbarach beratzon. Ki navin, ki zoti atanuga amiti anitzchi vehaven. The Navi Yecheskel is foretelling that the day will come where even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to use Yad HaChazaka v'chema shefucha, we're going to accept him as Emloch, as Melech. Which means that the Yad HaChazaka that he's going to display in the world is going to convey to us knowledge. We're going to gain understanding through it. And since we're going to gain understanding through it, we're going to accept him with all our heart. I'll just tell you a few things I was saying this morning to the boys in yeshiva. You know, Am Yisrael is, we have a term, melumad banisim, when a tzaddik is very well acquainted with miracles, with making wonders, so he's called melumad banisim. He is trained in miracles. There's another word we can say for Am Yisrael, and that is melumad beyisurim. Am Yisrael is well acquainted, is well trained in yisurim, in hardships, in difficulties. There's not one difficulty that Am Yisrael did not go through in its history. We're well trained. We are melumadim. Now in Hebrew, the word melumad means really learned. Comes from the word limud. Melumad, which we use as well trained. But melumad means he's scholarly, meaning he's well-learned. Am Yisrael is well-learned in Yisurim. Am Yisrael knows and understands how to utilize hard times. Nobody, mi kamechaki Yisrael goyechad ba'aretz, there's no nation in the world that even remotely comes close to the mastery that Am Yisrael has in Yisurim, in hard times. No nation. Any nation would have buckled down, buckled out, or however you want to say it, long ago. But Am Yisrael, no matter what blow, no matter what, they only become more wise, more understanding. Im lo bechema shfucha ubiyad chazaka emloch alechem. Not emshol. Emloch alechem. We gain ratzon, we gain da'at. We say every Wednesday in the Mizmor, Hanota ozen halo ishma. We say in the Mizmor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who planted the ear in the human being, does he not hear? A person can doubt. Maybe Hashem didn't hear me. Huh? Hanota ozen, the one who gave you the ear, he cannot hear? Hayotzer ayin halo yabit, the one who created the eye, can he not see? He can see. Beautiful pasuk, right? What does it say after that? Hayoser goyim, halo yochiach. The Hashem who gives yisurim, who brings hardships upon the goyim, upon the nations of the world, halo yochiach, is he not showing something? Hamelamed adam dat. Hashem is teaching adam dat. You know, in Hebrew, the word for rebuke, for reprimanding, is tochecha. We're going to read the tochecha this week. Parashat Bechukotai. Hocheach tochiach et amitecha. Right? Behar Bechukotai, two parashiot. Hocheach tochiach et amitecha velo tisa alav chet. What does that mean? Rebuke your friend. Hocheach tochiach. But in Hebrew, it's so beautiful. What's the word for rebuke? Hocheach. What's hocheach? What does it mean, lochiach? There's another word, lochiach, the meaning is to give proof. You know what the shorish of the word lochiach? Nochach, nochach. Nochach means in front. Shifchi kamaim libech, nochach pene Hashem, in front of Hashem. Tochecha means to show. If you're going to rebuke your friend, make sure you're showing him something. Because if he's going to come out of your tochecha uneducated, if he's still confused, it's better you wouldn't have given that tochecha. You only did damage.
What's an example of showing him something?
Tochecha means to show him the right way. Someone is doing something wrong. Don't just say, hey, what kind of a person are you? That's not tochecha. What kind of a person are you? What are you doing? What are you putting down a person for? Why are you stomping on him? Show him, hey, let me show you something. You might not have known about this. It's not correct what you did. Maybe he did know about it. Show him why that's the case. Give him more understanding. That's the beauty of Lashon HaKodesh. We learn from the Hebrew word the real meaning of something. What's the real meaning of giving musar to someone? Lehochiach, to show. What does the word Torah mean? This is what the Torah is all about. What is Torah come from? What Torah? Everybody says Torah. Teire. What does it mean? It comes from the word light. Torah is lehorot, to show, to give light. How do I know that? In Aramaic, how do you say Torah? Oraita. Oraita means to illuminate the person's mind. Tochecha means to show. Hashem, when He gives us musar in this world, Am Yisrael got a big slap in the face Thursday night. Am Yisrael is melumad. Hamlamed adam da'at. Am Yisrael gets da'at. Halo yochiach. Hashem shows us. He shows us. Now, I don't want to get into right now. What? There's a lot. But a Jew knows. Hashem is showing me. He's showing me. And they take in. They take the lesson in. That's da'at. That's understanding. That's Yirat Hashem. Ha'elokim asa, שיראו מלפניו. Hashem does in this world, what does he do for? What is everything that Hashem does in this world? What is it for? שיראו מלפניו, so that we should gain יראת שמיים. What's יראת שמיים? דעת. רשית דעת יראת השם. So that's tochecha. So I think it's beautiful. He says that the Navi is telling us, he's foreseeing the future. And he says the day will come when even if Hashem will have to use chas v'shalom yad chazaka v'chema shefucha, it will not be begeder emshol. It will be begeder emloch alechem. Because ya'ir alenu or ha'sechel unekabel malchuto yitbarach beratzon. Only the Jew is able to dance and sing ani ma'amin be'emuna shelema or any other tefillah or bracha even after such a tragedy. Why? Because there's something in the heart of the Jew that says to Hashem, Hashem, I know you're talking to me, and I think I got the message. So when I saw these words in the Agada Pirka, I wanted to share that with you, Ben Zot Hashem.